Also, we have the great zuchos to read Parshas Bishaloch this week. And, of course, the center stage of the parsha is Kriyas Yamsof, the splitting of the Red Sea, Az Yashir. But then, immediately following the episode at the Red Sea, at Yamsof, Klal Yisrael comes to a place named Mara. And the Pasuk says, this is in Perek Tes Vav, Pasuk of Gimel. So the Pasuk says, Vayavau Marasa. So they come into the desert, and the first place that they come to is a place called Mara. They were unable to drink the waters in Mara because the waters were bitter. Alkin Karashima Mara. Therefore, again, the Torah itself, or the place was called Mara. In other words, the place was called bitterness because the waters apparently were undrinkable. The waters were bitter. So the nation complains against Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Moshe in a particular eat, a particular tree. Moshe Rabbeinu vayashlech hamayim vayimtiku hamayim. So Moshe Rabbeinu throws the tree into the water, and the water miraculously became sweet. Sam sham lo choku mishpat v'sham niso. So incredible. So the Torah tells us in episode, the first of many, many miracles which would occur over the course of their sojourn in the desert, and also, unfortunately, the first of many complaints which would occur over their time in the desert. But the great tzaddik, Reb Shlomo of Chartka, the Chartka Rebbe, asks a very simple question. The Torah says that the place was called Mara because the waters were marin, the waters were bitter. But the Rebbe asked the following question. Madua lo karashim hamakom masok, ashim hanis shenepchu mayim marin lemesukim. I don't understand. Why is the place called Mara? Why is the place called bitterness? If anything, the place should become known forever as Masok, as sweet. After all, a miracle occurred there and took the bitter waters and made them sweet. Meaning, I understand until Klal Yisrael came there, the name of the place was Mara. I understand the waters were bitter. But once Klal Yisrael came and the miracle occurred and the waters became sweet, so why does the Torah say, Alkein Kara Shema Mara? Why not say ultimately again, after the miracle, the place was called Masok, it was called sweet? And the Chatkav Rebbe says something amazing. He says, Kedei lahansiach es ikar hagdulas hanes, denu shol nischafu hamayim hamarim b'mayim achirim misukim, ala hamarim atzmam humtuku. Says the Rebbe, what was the miracle that occurred? It's not the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the old waters go away, the bitter waters go away, and new, sweet waters now replace them. It's not the pshat that, let's say again, the body of water was drained, the bitter waters are gone, and the sweet waters came. But rather, again, it's the bitter waters themselves which became sweet. Al kein kara shema mara. The Rebbe says, the Torah is coming to teach us an incredible lesson. What's the lesson? Kedei lahodia ledoros. Is to teach us for all future generations, lo lehis ya'ish mishum davar, never to go ahead and despair and give up hope, even in the most difficult of circumstances. Shahare afilu hamar asmo alu lehehapech lemasok, for even that which is bitter now could ultimately become sweet. In other words, says the Rebbe so beautifully, had the place been renamed ultimately to Masok, you would have said, okay, there are bitter waters, now there are sweet waters. That's not the greatness of the miracle that occurred. The greatness of the miracle that occurred is that the very waters which were bitter now became sweet. And says the Rebbe, this is a metaphor for life. Life has sweet waters and life has bitter waters. The sweet waters are all the incredible, wonderful times, the beautiful simchas, the beautiful brachas. The bitter waters are the challenges, the adversity, the difficulties. And very often we think that these are two distinct bodies of water. You're either drinking of the sweet waters or you're drinking of the bitter waters. Says the Chartka Rebbe is something so amazing. That is not the case. The job of the Jew is to find the sweetness even in the bitter waters. Is to find the sweetness even in the adversity, to be able to cultivate within ourselves a sense of optimism, a sense of hope, that even when the waters are bitter, I'm able to taste a little bit of sweetness. The name of the place is purposely not renamed, because it was in this place that Klal Yisrael were able to taste sweet waters in the midst of bitter waters. And herein lies the incredible strength of the Jew. Life is not easy. No one told us life is easy. No one promised us life is easy. No one promised us, because Baruch Hu didn't promise us, and we delude ourselves sometimes into thinking that life is all sweet waters. And when there's bitter waters, oh, what's gone wrong? Life is filled with bitter waters on a personal level and on a national level. So, and again, those bitter waters change from person to person. For some people, it's the bitter waters of parnasa, of health, of having children, of shiduchim. Everyone has their bitter waters. But you see, when Klal Yisrael came to Mara, all they saw was the bitterness. All they saw was the bitterness. All they saw was the negativity. What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and shows him eitz, Vayoreu Hashem eitz, Vayashlech el hamayim vayimtukamayim, says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. What's the eitz? What's the tree? It's the eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba. When you have a life which is rooted in Torah, when you have a life which is rooted in Dveikus Bashem, when you have a life where you feel a connection to the Ribono Shel Olam, when you have a life of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, when you have a life of Achos Sha'alti Me'ez Hashem Osavakesh Shifti Beveis Hashem Koyim Echayai, when you hold on to the tree, then even the most bitter waters have the ability to become sweet. It doesn't mean that when you hold on to the tree of spirituality, when you hold on to the tree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of your problems go away. Halavai, it should be that easy. But what it means is that when you hold on to the tree, when you are rooted in spirituality, you have perspective. And perspective allows you to see the sweetness even in the bitter waters. Perspective allows you to see the beautiful brachos you have in life, even when life is not so easy. Perspective allows you to cultivate the sense of hope and optimism, that even if the waters are bitter now, the sweet waters are sure to follow. This, says the Rebbe, is the deeper message. The place was never renamed Masok, because that would have defeated the entire message. If it was renamed Masok, you would have thought there were bitter waters once upon a time, and now they're sweet. It's called Mara to this very day, because it's in this place that Klal Yisrael understood the need to be able to distill the sweet waters, even from the Ma'im Amarim, even from the difficult and bitter waters of life. We should be zoche, Mirtz Hashem, to be able to find that same chizuk. We should be zoche to hold on to the eitz, to hold on to the eitz chayim hi lamachazikim ba, the tree of life, the tree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the tree of Torah, the tree of mitzvos, the tree of chesed, the tree of holiness and spirituality. If you hold on to that tree, then no matter what bitter waters come your way, that tree will sweeten it. That tree will make it a little bit easier. That tree will allow you to hold on to a sense of hope and optimism, even in the most difficult times. Al kin kara shema mara. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu bless us all with lives filled with incredibly sweet and beautiful water. But when we face our mayim marim, which inevitably we will, we may be zoche Meretz Hashem to distill the sweet waters from the bitter ones. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a good Shabbos.